Tonight, God's Word comes to us from Psalm 62. Psalm 62, we'll be reading the 12 verses of this chapter. Psalm 62, beginning at verse 1, what we hear now is God's Word. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him, like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. For you will render to a man according to his work. Here we end the reading of God's holy word. Well, we have together been looking at various types of psalms in the Psalter. I suspect we'll have probably about three more sermons in this series. We've covered a number of different types of psalms. We've covered the hymns and the laments and the songs of thanksgiving. We have talked about a particular, maybe we call it a subtype of each of those. In the laments, we talked about the penitential psalms. In the hymns, we spoke of the creation psalms. And now in the songs of thanksgiving, a subtype of that is what we refer to as the psalms of assurance. Security. Trust that God is in control. There are a number of psalms throughout the Psalter that have the same character as these psalms. They are listed on the back of the bulletin for you tonight. About 9 of them listed there. Some very familiar psalms. Psalm 23. Is a psalm of assurance. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God's care, God's concern, like a shepherd caring for his sheep. Psalm 121, a psalm that, at least in our family, we often connect with travel. God's watchful eye over us, whether we're coming or going, God is watching over to protect his people. The assurance that God is in control. And tonight, together, we look at Psalm 62. A psalm that reminds us again that God is trustworthy. We are at the beginning of a new year. We reflect upon the past, what God has done, and we look with anticipation to the future, what He will do. And at the beginning of the new year, it's easy to be apprehensive. What might this coming year hold for us? What changes might be in store? It's a wonderful reminder that as time continues to pass, God still remains faithful. Faithful to Himself, faithful to His Word, and faithful to His promises. That gives us hope. That gives us assurance as we look to the future. The Psalms of Assurance call us to put our trust in God at all times. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. Verse 8, trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge for us. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. Now, what does the psalmist mean when he speaks about his soul waiting in silence? Sometimes we look at silence as something which is wonderful to attain. Maybe if you're a mother at home with your children and it's a very noisy house and you say, oh, if only I had just 5 minutes of silence, 5 minutes of quiet where I could think straight. When the psalmist speaks about waiting in silence, it's not simply a cessation of noise. When the psalmist speaks of waiting in silence, it's a sense of confidence, expectation. In silence, waiting for what will come next. And knowing that God is the one who will provide what will come next. The Psalms of Assurance say, my soul waits in silence, in expectation. This is not the lament. In the lament, we cry out to God, and there's appropriate times for that too. But God, having taken us through the lament, brings us to the song of thanksgiving, to the Psalm of Assurance. That we can silently, confidently wait upon our God to do what we know He will do, and it's going to be best for us. From Him comes my salvation. He is my rock. He is my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. The psalmist can wait in silence for God because of who God is. He gives us these beautiful pictures of God as a rock, as a salvation. Throughout the Psalter, we're given such beautiful pictures of the security that God gives to us. When we think of God as a rock, our thoughts perhaps go back to Psalm 31, where we read, in You, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In Your righteousness deliver me. Incline Your ear to rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are my rock and my fortress, and for Your name's sake, You lead me and guide me. You take me out of the net they have hidden for me. You are my refuge. Into Your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. He is a rock, strong. Not blown about, but God is a refuge and a strength. Our psalmist speaks about that too. My rock, my refuge is God. When you think about God as our refuge, perhaps our thoughts go back to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. God is a refuge. He is a strength. He is that which is a strong assurance for His people that He is in control. In contrast to that, we have the picture of man. Verse 3, how long will all of you attack a man to batter him like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? God is a refuge, a rock, a fortress. Compared to that, man is like a fence almost to tip over. A leaning wall that if you just touched it a bit, it would drop to the ground. We like to think that we're so secure, that we have everything under control. But it only takes a small thing, and we recognize how little we have control over. We think in terms of our physical health, it only takes but a small cold or flu bug to knock us down. And we can't be up, we can't be around, we can't be doing our regular work. Man is so frail, so feeble, but God is a refuge and a strength. Therefore, we can always trust in Him. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is a refuge for us. We look back to the past and we see God has been faithful. We can look at this past year, perhaps for some a difficult year. And yet, even in the difficulties, God is there with us. That's what the Psalms of Assurance give to us. They don't say everything's always going to be fine. But they say, even when things are not fine, God is still there. Verse 2, He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I will not be greatly shaken. Doesn't say I'll never be shaken. I will not be greatly shaken. God will only give me what I can bear. And even then, He is there with us. We think of Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because You are with me. The assurance that God goes with us all the time. He has been there in the past to walk alongside of us, to walk in many times ahead of us, providing and caring and giving us assurance. The psalmist makes a subtle change between verse 1 and verse 5. In verse 1 he says, my soul waits in silence. That's kind of a present thing. In verse 5 he says, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. Now he's looking not to the present, but to the future. Oh, my soul, you can continue this. You can wait in silence in the future because of what God has done in the past. We look at the year to come. Perhaps you have things on your schedule already, things you are anticipating, short-term plans, long-term plans. And yet we remember that God is the one in control of all of those plans. And if things don't work out exactly like we had anticipated, exactly like we had expected, we can still know God is in control. Oh, my soul, wait in silence for the Lord, for my hope is from Him. Hope is future looking. That we have every reason to look with confidence on the year ahead. Because God is a God who is faithful. God is a God who has given us His Word. And God is a God who is absolutely trustworthy. Trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. And that refrain rings through, trust in God alone. The psalmist begins that way, for God alone my soul waits. He alone is my rock and my salvation. Verse 5, God alone my soul, wait for in silence. He only is my rock and my salvation. Trust in God. Always trust in God alone. And it is so easy for us to want to trust in God and in something else. The psalmist calls us to trust in God alone. He lists for us in verses 9 and 10 two things that might take our trust. He talks about placing trust in men and placing trust in money. Placing trust in men. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. Children, he's talking about people. Whether those people be great and glorious, wonderful leaders, or just simple folks. But he says, if you place your trust in people, and only in people and not in God, you're putting your trust in the wrong place. There may be times when our friends disappoint us. There may be times when those closest to us disappoint us. But God will never disappoint us. If we place our trust in them, we simply have no security. He says, in the balances, they go up. Look at the picture the psalmist gives us. Normally in a balance, when you put something on a balance, it goes down. But psalmist says, these men of low estate, these men of high estate, they're in the balance, they go up. They don't weigh a thing. They're lighter than air. They are together, lighter than a breath. And so our confidence and our assurance comes not in the words of men. Comes not in the words of those around us. Whether they be low estate or of high estate, our confidence, our assurance comes from the Word of God. Because He is that rock. He is that refuge. He is that fortress. When we want to give someone encouragement, and it's a wonderful thing to say, well, I think things are going well for you, but it's an even better thing. Say, this is what the Word of God says to you. And apply the Word of God to what's going on. That's, some of you know I've said this before, that's basically all biblical counseling is taking the Word of God and applying it to our lives and our situations. Biblical counseling is not simply the word of some wise man who thinks he knows a lot. But the biblical counselor takes God's word and applies it to the difficult situations we find ourselves in. Because the words of men are like a breath. They make the balance go up. But the word of God is a sure and strong refuge forever. God says, don't trust in men. Don't even trust in yourself. And it's so easy for us to want to put our trust in ourselves. We think we have it all under control. We think we can do things just fine. It's difficult to trust God alone. It's difficult to recognize that apart from God, I have no good thing. Apart from the wisdom He gives, apart from the blessing He gives, I can do nothing. We have to place our trust in Him alone, even if that means taking our trust off of ourselves. The danger of trusting in men, the danger of trusting in money. He says, put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. Don't live as if money is the final answer to everything. Certainly if it's money from ill-gotten gains, from extortion, or from robbery. Don't think that if only I could get more, I would be more secure. Our security is not found in our bank accounts. Our security is not found in the balance we have. Because those things can change in a minute. Drops in the stock market, changes in the economic conditions, and everything's gone like that. Put no trust in money. Put no trust in wealth. Even if it's the blessing of God. If riches increase, if God is blessed, set not your heart on them. How much time don't we spend thinking, worrying, anxious about money matters? Anxious about whether we can pay the mortgage this month. Anxious about whether we'll have enough for Christian school tuition. Anxious about all of these things. Now, it's good to be a steward. It's good to be a planner. But never let that become our anxiety as if our security rests in what we have. Trust in God alone. Not in the money we can get our hands on. Even in the blessing of God. Set not your heart on them. God knows your needs. God knows what the coming year holds for you. And He already knows how He's going to meet those needs. We don't know yet. We can worry, we can become anxious, we can wring our hands. How is this going to work out? God already knows the need. And He knows how He will meet the need. We can wait in silence. Rest. Secured. Assured. That our God is in control. Trust in God. Always trust in God alone. And trust in God who is the Almighty God. The psalmist says in verse 11, once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. To God belongs power, and to God belongs love. And what a wonderful combination to give us assurance. When I say that God knows our needs and how that need will be met, I'm not talking about a weak God, a frail God, a God who has the same infirmities we have, but an almighty God, one who holds all the shares of all creation in His hand. This powerful God is the one who is able to meet our needs. This powerful God is the one who knows already what this coming year will bring. And this powerful God is the one who goes with us into the coming year. What an assurance. What an encouragement to wait in silence before the Lord, because we have heard power belongs to God, and to the Lord belongs steadfast love. The psalmist here reminds me of the words of the Heidelberg Catechism when it talks about God our Father. It says that God is able to provide for our needs because He is Almighty God. He desires to provide for our needs because He is a faithful Father. Oh, we have heard, O God, that power belongs to You, but also steadfast love belong to You. You love Your children. That's the God who's in control. Not a God who is dispassionate. Not a God who is far off and uncaring. But a God who is intimately concerned about the lives of His people. A God who is intimately concerned about our fears, about our anxieties, about our worries. A God who cares and loves us like a father loves his children. That's our assurance. That's our confidence. That You, O God, are powerful. And that to You, O God, belongs steadfast love. And then the psalmist finishes. And this last sentence always strikes me as somewhat out of place. He's been talking about putting our hope in God, our trust in God, our assurance in God, all about what God will do. But he ends and he says, "For You will render to a man according to his work." You will render to a man according to what we have done, according to our work, according to our effort. It just doesn't quite seem to fit. But we remind ourselves this line does come at the very end of the psalm. After the psalmist reflects upon God's power, upon His love, upon the fact that we are called to place our trust in Him alone and at all times. The psalmist says that for those who put their trust in that God, God will render to them according to that work. If you want assurance for the year to come, it is not what you can do in your own might, but it is your recognizing, you're submitting to God, that He is in control. And when we do that, place our faith, our hope, our confidence in Him, then we can know He is our assurance, our security. Then He will render unto us according to our work as a response to this call to place our hope, our trust, our assurance, to wait silently for Him. We are called to wait upon the Lord. We are called to put our trust in Him and trust Him completely. Because God's Son, Jesus Christ, put His trust in God completely. He came to earth and they fully intended to topple Him like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence. They planned to throw Him down from His position to take pleasure in falsehood. They would bless with their mouths but curse inside. And that Jesus placed himself in submission to God, trusting that he would do what he had promised. Christ waited in silence for the work of his Father. And God was faithful. Through that work of Christ, we can now have faith. He gives us that gift. He knows what it's like to need the words of assurance. He knows what it's like to have that sense of anxiety. Is God really in control? My God, why have you forsaken me? He cried out. But he finished his life here on earth with the words, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Christ himself placed his refuge, his assurance in God alone and in God at all times. And we saw the power of God to raise him from the dead. If God can do that, if he can reverse even death itself, then certainly we can put our trust in him for the trivialities around us in this life. God gives us his word to assure us, to give us a sense of confidence. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from him. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, what a wonderful assurance you have given to us in your word. The assurance that you are a powerful God and that you are a loving God. And not only have we seen that assurance in your word, but you demonstrated that in the work of your Son, Jesus Christ. That you were powerful enough to raise him from the dead, and you loved him enough to do the very same. As we enter a new year, O God, it is easy for us to be concerned, to be anxious, to worry. Help us, O God, not to put our trust in the words of men or the money around us, but help us to continue to wait in silence for you, an assured, calm trust that you will go ahead of us into this new year. You do know our needs, and you, from your abundance, will provide. Strengthen us, O God, in this assurance. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.